So we're joined now by Michael Knott. Thanks for coming in. You can speak into the mic. You're live. Oh. You're good.
Thank you.
Cool. So just real quick, like how did we come in contact with you? You sent us some music, right?
Yeah.
How did you hear about us?
I don't remember.
You don't remember at all?
No.
Was it through MySpace?
No.
You had sent MP3s. Something. You didn't send a CD. So obviously you sent it through YouSendIt, probably.
Maybe it was a dream that he had and it came true. Awesome.
Great.
Okay, so we have some beats that you brought in and you're going to rhyme for us. And can you just tell us, just give us like a brief description of what you do, of what your music is. Before we make you perform live, just sort of, you know, what kind of artist you are and, you know, just a quick pitch right into the mic so our audience can get a preview of you.
Okay. I make hip hop, and I like it. And it's not for everyone.
What, your hip hop's not for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think that was probably the most honest.
That's awesome.
Explanation.
My hip hop is not for everyone. That should be your bumper sticker right there, Michael Knott. My hip hop is not for everyone. You know, motherfuckers.
If it's for everyone, then it's not really art. That's what I say. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to
figure out which track you want to do first, right?
To see if it's the one. So you just shout out when
that's
you
it,
hear
that's it. That's it. Oh, my God. That's it.
Okay. It's going to be a series of, is this it? No. Is this it? No.
Manner of execution is
nope. Is that it?
Nope.
I like these songs, though.
Ooh. Thank you.
Sorry. This one starts out quiet.
This is it. This is one of them.
This is it? All right.
So I just start going now?
Or? No. We'll I'll let you. I'll let you get catch your breath.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now go. No. Okay. All right. All right. What's this song called?
Zombie.
All right. You're listening.
Heard this.
You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. This is Michael Knott live. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
I met some unheard artists that act pretty rude. Your premature ego will hinder you. It's hard to lend things to friends that steal. And Frankenstein is one of my favorite zombie films. I tend to like girls that they wouldn't like. She looks dirty and trashy, Mike. Being picky only means I know what I want. And you're about as smart as a thong. Sex for the sport never went mainstream. But war did, so pick your team. Racism lives at school and work. Like if you ain't black, you wish you were. You're so full of yourself that it hurts you. Then wonder why no one likes you. It's not your color of skin, it's your attitude. Racism starts at childhood truth. Strangers and friends ask if I'm going to write about Virginia Tech. Well, who do you think you got the inspiration from? That's a jab at the people who come and say to blame is the movies and the music. I know a friend who, after viewing, supersized me and liked what he had to say. But after Earth was eating at a fast food place, and still does and will until he wants. Some things never change till they got a warning from the good old doctor saying you only got a year left. Now they're praying. We're so goddamn miserable when something feels that I'm judging. We and if it's harmful, or we don't care if we feel like this, because the mirage of happiness leaves us content.
Thank you.
Nice.
All right.
Thank you.
What was there anything specifically that made you want to start writing hip hop music? Where are you from?
I was born in Vietnam, but I was raised in Iowa.
And that combination of being from Vietnam and being raised in Iowa led you to hip hop. How?
I'm sure it's a conglomeration of everything in my life. But I first started listening to hip hop in the 80s. And but I didn't start rap until like when I was really young, and it was like 1992. And I was going through a phase where, you know, I thought I was black, and I was dressed apart and all that stuff. But then, you know, and all my friends were doing hip-hop and rap. But they were doing, like, crunk before it was mainstream and stuff. So I was used to doing that, whereas I was listening to, like, New York, East Coast stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess being around them and doing the stuff I was doing, I guess that's a little bit of how I got to where I am now. Because to me, I think that my style represents a lot of what they were doing, but my lyrical content is more of what I've always been doing.
Oh, that's interesting. So, and did it take you a while to sort of to find your voice, you know, when you started writing?
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
And then do you do the music yourself too?
Yes. I mainly do for my solo projects, but I'm doing other projects to collaborate with other artists. Because,
like, the music on that track was really nice.
So did you produce those beats as well?
Yeah, I did that one.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So should we go right into another one?
Yeah. Sure.
Do we have to find it? Is that on the other CD?
It's on another CD, okay. Yeah.
So do you have any other live performances coming up soon?
Other than May 20th?
Ours is May 20th.
May 20th, right, sorry. I don't even know what it is.
Not sure, not that I'm confirmed.
Okay, cool. So again, this is, you're listening to the Hear Hear Kill Radio Benefit Special, where we're talking about all the artists who are performing on May 20th at Lost Souls. For the benefit of killradio.org.
Yep.
It's just a $5 cover, and we have how many bands this time?
Six.
Six bands of so many different genres, from indie rock to hip-hop to electronica to folk to just Mark and I blathering like fools.
Yes.
So
come for that.
Come for that, if for nothing else.
Screw the bands. I mean, no offense, Michael, but really, just come to hear Mark and I. Oh, did you hear I said
you
that?
You just said Mark and I, yeah.
Uh-huh. You're that was beyond
so
Freudian.
You actually think you're your
That was
own
like
co-host.
Chewbacca Freudian.
All right, we're going to try to find these tracks for Michael here. So just tell me yes or no when we hit them.
And do a different voice every time you say no.
We could be
Nope. The next one. Stop.
This is it?
This is it.
Okay.
Sweet.
This is kind of like, don't name that tune.
Yeah.
It's like,
can awesome. You hear me now? No.
Okay.
What's the name of this
track?
What's
the song called?
This one's called Color and Vultures.
All right, man. Whenever you're ready. This is Michael Knott on Hear on killradio.org.
Like bigger press, 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 like bigger press
Would you go to the funeral of a relative who tells his daughter to punish the woman that had left him? Good question, good question. And I don't want friends that buy me a drink but keep making jokes about spicks and chinks. Don't persecute us cause you don't know your culture and now you're just a color. I'm not a bros of a hoes type of caveman cause I'm not gender biased. Hey, when I'm killed by the local nitwit, who's gonna feed the fish? What if nothing changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve because tradition is the illusion of permanence. What if nothing changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve because tradition is the illusion of permanence. Some people are so self-centered. If it's not around them, why remember? Like, people have feelings, you're inconsiderate. What you're gonna hear is plain ignorance. blacks are only good at playing basketball, and Mexicans never pass 5 feet tall. Native Americans aren't really real, and Asians don't mind when you mock our culture. Corporate rap is great for your mind. I just wanna dance and have a good time. When you get to heaven, they review your past, and if you're not white, you're not American. What if nothing changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve, because tradition is the illusion of permanence. What if nothing changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve, because tradition is the illusion of permanence. In the future, robots get tired and don't like different robots getting hired. The great liars have ruined the people. The person that's serving your food is just as evil. With the tip to get tipsy on the weekend, I'm picked on people like us to feel free again. Cause I don't buy into your mainstream culture to fit with your Hollywood vultures. I told you most people are lifeless. They're everything you tell them to be and even like it, because it's what everyone's doing, and people ask why I've gotten reclusive. What if nothing has changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve, because tradition is the illusion of permanence. What if nothing's changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve, because tradition is the illusion of permanence.
That music is beautiful.
Thank you.
How'd you put that all together? Are those? Is that just a sample that you're looping? But
yeah, the main.
I mean, I don't want to give away all your secrets, but take away the magic.
Yeah, it's just basically a loop.
It's great though. It doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like an obvious loop. You know how those loops are like? They're like 0.5 seconds long. You're like, God, that's looping.
Mm-hmm. I can hear what you mean though about having the two influences. Like a lot of modern rap music, the beat structure is so simple. It's just like three notes on a toy keyboard, mm-hmm. and a bunch of people saying yeah a lot. And you know, here you definitely hear the sort of almost like jazz influence beat, De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, kind of East Coast feel to it.
Thank you.
But it's interesting because your rhymes are different from what's usually associated with that style of rap. How long does it take you to write out a song usually?
It depends. Like, I wrote these right after, I wrote these May 8th and an hour. Both of them on May 8th, an hour, and then next day I wrote four songs, an hour each. This depends.
And is it always sort of message music? Like, you were obviously, ticked off about something when you wrote that last song. Does that happen a lot? You just sort of get an idea in your head, you see something on the news or someone says something, you go, you know what, I'm going to write a song about that?
Yeah, anything from what you just said to just people, me walking down the street, or hearing somebody on the metro, or friends, people at a bar, wherever. And then I take it and I guess make it into a song.
Do you have a CD available for people to buy?
I do. The Six Mass Extinction. It's available at Amoeba Records.
Cool. And I guess people will be able to get it at the Benefit as well.
Yeah, will you have any available at the Benefit?
I hope so.
Cool. Yeah, bring some.
burn some
CDRs.
You can just burn some. Seriously. Yeah. People buy those.
Awesome. Well, Michael, thanks so much for
coming
in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And so, I want to also thank your parole officer. It's bring your parole officer to the studio day. Tao, who came by to make sure you stayed in line and didn't violate anything.
That's good.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Tao.
She named the last song, too.
What's that?
What?
She named the last song.
Oh
nice.
Today.
Cool. Well, as she puts his anklet back on him, we should move on with the show.